think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Joining us on the line right now is Senator Chris Van Hollen. That's right, Senator Chris Van Hollen, a Democrat from Maryland. Good morning to you, Senator. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. It's great to be with you and Mary.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you drop by. It's a rare day, I would think, when you find that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Rush Limbaugh all agree, but they do agree that Democrats prevailed in this budget negotiations that have been going on and that you're going to vote on here in the next few days. I assume you're pleased with the budget deal as it has been negotiated?
Yes, I am pleased overall, especially compared to some of the proposals that had been put on the table. For example, the Trump proposal to cut funding for the NIH and eliminate funding for the Chesapeake Bay. And we were able to get funds for the Washington Metro system, which is in badly need of help and a reform, I should say. So, yes, Brian, overall, I think it's a good bipartisan agreement, and it was a bipartisan agreement negotiated on the Hill.
Well, the president did say yesterday in a tweet that, well, maybe we need to have a good shutdown in September, and we may fight this battle then. What's your reaction to that?
I've never heard a president, Democrat or Republican, call for a government shutdown and call it a good government shutdown. The last time the government shut down for 16 days, you remember, it cost our economy $24 billion. It was incredibly disruptive. It's bad for the whole country. It's, of course, especially bad for Maryland and this region.
Now, part of the reason that I think the president is calling for a cut or saying we should shut this down in September is because the people who put him into office are very unhappy with this budget. They don't feel that they got a lot out of this budget. Why do you think Republicans are basically inept at being able to get what they want? I mean, you guys are great at it. I have to give credit where credit is due. Democrats definitely run the table. Why can't Republicans do it?
Well, Mary, you know, it's interesting because as I heard Donald Trump go around the country and campaign, I don't think people were bargaining for, you know, deep cuts to the National Institutes of Health. I just don't think that's what he campaigned on. I don't think he campaigned on a lot of the cuts he made to some of the rural areas.
No, but he campaigned. He did campaign on a wall, which isn't in there.
That's right, yeah.
He did campaign on defunding Planned Parenthood, which is not in there. So there are things, big ticket items that he did campaign on that are not addressed in the budget. So I think that's what people are upset about.
No, there's no doubt he campaigned on the wall, and the issue with the wall has been that, you know, most experts, including a lot of Republican experts, just say it will be a waste of money and it'll be ineffective. All of us support border security, but you want to do it in a smart and effective way, especially when the price tag could be well over $25 billion. I mean, that's a lot of taxpayer dollars. He also said during the campaign, Mary, that Mexico was going to pay for it.
Well, I just find it funny that suddenly politicians are worried about spending money. That is a tad funny.
It's about spending money on things that are effective. I mean, I want to invest in things like Head Start and education. I think job training is really important. We want to support our students' ability to afford college. But I think all of us should want to spend money or invest money in things that actually have an impact. We can disagree about whether or not that's a good idea or a bad idea, whether the government should be doing X or Y. But the problem with the funding on the wall is it just doesn't make sense in terms of enhanced border security. There is some funding in here for some enhanced border security. Mm-hmm. And I should point out that a lot of Republican senators, especially the delegation from Texas, doesn't want to spend money on a wall.
So the reason that the Republicans can't do what the Democrats always continue to do is something that I've been saying for a long time. Democrats will will circle the wagons around an idea, a person, doesn't matter whether they're against it or for it. If it's one of theirs, they will. It's fantastic the way they do that. And Republicans will form a firing line.
Yeah.
And I do think that that's part of the reason why Democrats are so good at what they do. And I give you credit for it.
Can I ask you about Hillary Clinton's comments yesterday regarding why she lost the election? Because a lot of people are sort of rolling their eyes and saying, well, even the Democrats did their own analysis of this and found that the part of the problem was there were a core number of Democrats who just didn't like Hillary Clinton as a candidate.
So, Brian, look, one thing, we know that the Russians interfered in the election. We know they interfered in support of Donald Trump. That's the consensus of the intelligence agencies. But I don't know all the factors. I don't know what the tipping point is. And I think that it's really important for Democrats to focus on those voters who switched in many cases from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton. And Democrats need to speak to these bread and butter issues. People were feeling a lot of economic pain. Democrats need to campaign in every corner, every square inch of their states. They can't just campaign in those areas where you have large concentration of Democrats. You got to go to the urban areas, suburban areas, and rural areas.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, what I worked hard to do here in the state of Maryland. I didn't win the rural areas, but I certainly respected the voters there, and I helped, you know, reduce the margins of Watts, and I'm spending a lot of time there as well as other parts of the state now. I think it's really important that Democrats fight for every single vote.
Let me ask you one more quick question. I remember that LBJ is quoted as saying that there's a big difference between the House and the Senate. He said that the House was sort of like chicken poop and the Senate was like chicken salad. And you've been in the Senate now a short period of time. How do you assess it?
Well, hopefully it's not just chicken in the know, but look, I think the Senate is a place where when it's functioning, it is a place where the parties can come together. I mean, we're in a period of great polarization, but the Senate is the one place where you can build, I think, bipartisan support for certain ideas, which is why I have to say, Brian, you know, the president's call for either a government shutdown or eliminating the so-called filibuster, the protection for the minority party. That was a big mistake, and I was pleased to see Mitch McConnell and other Republicans come out very quickly against that.
We're going to have to leave it right there. Senator Chris Van Hollen, thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it.
Good to be with you. Thanks.